Next question is Emily, E-M-I-L-Y. Brokaw, Brokaw 9242. Miss Brokaw is a 83-year-old woman oriented to person only. Patient was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia about a year ago. Her symptoms have worsened in the past 8 months. Family, her daughter named Easter, E-A-S-T-E-R, who's an administrator, tells me that she's eats very little. She has decreased weight, decreased mentation, now ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, sundowner syndrome, fights with her family over getting close, ADL and taking showers and being cared for, period. Patient's last hospitalization was for COVID-19 and urinary tract infection in the past 12 to 18 months. Family history, dad died of old age, mom has history of Alzheimer's. Patient also has become pretty much nonverbal now. She's very thin. She's weak. She has a walker and a cane, which has become very difficult for her to use. Period. Patient's past medical problems is consistent with diabetes, hypertension, CHF, frequent falls. Patient's medications include. Lisinopril 40 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, nifedipine 60 milligram, which has been discontinued. Xarelto 2.5 milligram a day, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Seroquel 25 milligram a day. Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Calcitriol 0.25 milligram a day, or Rocalitrol, R-O-C-A-L-T-R-O-L. Vitamin D, Clonidine TTS, patch 0.2 milligram every 24 hours. Farxiga 10 milligram a day. Patient's blood pressure today was 200 over 76. Her daughter says she has not taken her blood pressure medication because she's refused. Temperature 97.3, O2 sat 90%, heart rate of 100. Heart positive, phone positive is 2 with ectopics, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting but no edema, neurological movement on 4 extremities with no focal neurological deficit. 83-year-old woman assessment, 83-year-old woman with long-standing history of Alzheimer's dementia, with worsening symptoms related to weight loss, decreased appetite, decreased mentation, ADL dependency, sundowner syndrome, and Seroquel now. Oriented to person only now. Decreased appetite, recent hospitalization for respiratory failure, pneumonia related to COVID-19 and urinary tract infection, period. Blood pressure is elevated because she does not take her medication on a regular basis. Patient is on a catapress patch to help with compliance, but nevertheless, that's not enough to control her symptoms. Patient also has a history of CHF, hypertension out of control, and diabetes, period. Patient has demonstrated frequent falls and worsening symptoms of Alzheimer's dementia. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. findings discussed with patient's daughter Istra at the time of evaluation. And the top put down 83-year-old woman from Greensboro, Alabama. Patient is widowed, has one child. Patient used to smoke and drink, but quit some time ago, used to be a factory worker. Okay, thank you so much. This is Miss Emily, Brokaw.